Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. What's your takeaway on all the developments in the TV world this week? A week erupting with programming deals and the unveiling of mega service Peacock. Here, your takeaway matches up with the conclusion of our new recurring feature, coming next. Also ahead, Julia's new TV playground, two amigos tie a Hulu knot, and our classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and presented on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a trio of audiobooks and save $50 on a one-year subscription when you sign up for a trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details in a few minutes. Welcome one and all to the program All About Television. Happy Friday to you. 27 degrees at the top of the hour. We have an interesting program for you today. No guests today, but we have a lot for you to think about, including our brand new feature, Takeaway of the Week. It's your time to also talk back to us as well, and we'd love to hear from you. So whatever you hear about, your thoughts about television, make it happen. Give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The numbers get anywhere, catch us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker. We have a chat room business for you as well. It's SimonApple04 by name. You can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the program is on the air, you connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Go on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk or Speaker screen. Follow the instructions and other people can be live with you. Before we get to our new feature, Takeaway of the Week, here are some news notes. Julia Louis Dreyfus has a new TV feature in her present Apple TV Plus provider. In arrangement finalized this afternoon, the Emmy-winning Veep, Seinfeld, and Saturday Night Live star will develop new content exclusively for Apple TV Plus as both executive producer and star. Financial details of this multi-year deal were not disclosed. HBO, Veep's home for 7 seasons, was among several promising ventures in pursuit of a long-term relationship with Dreyfus. Steve Martin and Martin Short, two of the three amigos on film, are set to reunite for Hulu. The two Martins will co-star in a series about true crime obsessions, comedy-centric, with Steve Martin as co-creator. This is Us overseer Dan Fogelman will join Martin and Short as a co-creator and executive producer, who expects to launch this collaboration by the end of the year. And that was just one of the news items Hulu unfurled at the Winter 2020 Tour of Television Critics Los Angeles today. Here's a few more in quickie fashion. Golden Globe-winning comedy series Raimi kicks off Season 2 May 25th. Three new DreamWorks Animation-produced series are lined up to start later this year. Charles Topia, The Mighty Ones, and Madagascar, A Little Wild. And second season green lights were given to live-action series Wu-Tang and American Saga, whose creator was on this program last summer, and Dollface. And that is news notes for today. In a few moments, our first takeaways of the week. But first, we pause for some wonderful words from the fine folks at Audible.com. And they have a special offer for you right now. It's limited, so take advantage of it. You can get $50 off on a one-year subscription at Audible.com. It all starts when you sign up for a 30-day trial and get 3 free audiobooks for the trial of one. One of those audiobooks could be the new bestseller by Michelle Obama, former First Lady, Becoming, which she narrates herself. And all you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/televised. Remember that Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. Over 180,000 titles to choose from. You listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now, at Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or iHeartRadio. And remember, if you get 3 free audiobooks, 2 of them from the growing catalog, booming catalog, I might add, of Audible Originals. Everything from original audio productions to the best of Broadway, off-Broadway, and regional theater from across the country and around the world, and great one-woman and one-man shows. And the best bet is you get great customer service with the trial from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. And once again, if you decide to turn that trial into a one-year subscription, you'll save $50 on it. It's a limited-time offer. So check it out right now at audibletrial.com/televised. And hear for yourself how audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. And if you still want to give a great gift to kick off the year for you or someone you love, no better time to do it and no better way to do it than with audible.com. Given that this is a new year and a new decade, thought it might be nice to start a new feature on this program. And today we will. We call it Takeaway of the Week. And the idea is that on select Friday programs, when we have the time, we certainly do because we don't have a guest for you today, we're going to give you a takeaway. from the news developments of the week that we think you ought to be concerned about. And to kick this off this feature today, we're going to give you not one, not two, but three takeaways. And here's the first. There is a wide open spot for an interactive service 24/7 to happen. And there is a player that may be on the verge of filling that spot. And here's why I say that. We have had this week, between the big announcement yesterday of Peacock, mega programming service from NBC Universal, and all the announcements all week long at the Winter Television Critics Association Tour in Los Angeles, where our good friend Ed Martin from Media Village, the other company I work for, is at right now, has been humongous. There have been announcements aplenty, including today's announcements from Hulu, and I understand that National Geographic is currently holding court there, and they've got a bunch of announcements to get into. But I'll tell you, in 40-plus years now of covering television, in recent years, I have not seen a group of announcements, a humongous group of consequential announcements being made. And yet, for all those announcements, including the Peacock unveiling yesterday, not one dealt with interactive television. And that goes for CES in Las Vegas the week before. Not one interactive TV development. Believe it or not, it was a year ago that Bandersnatch, the Black Mirror episode that launched Netflix's big movement into interactive television, happened. And it was a monster hit. It led to Netflix doing You vs. Wild in the spring, which turned out to be the fourth-ranked unscripted series on Netflix in terms of most watched last year. It led to YouTube doing an unscripted program or two. It led to the launch of Food Network Kitchen last fall and Porto TV, which started as video chat but has now become a major smart TV service with a few interactive features, including putting augmented reality on the television set without headgear or glasses or helmets. And yet, we have yet to see somebody fuel that momentum with a new series announcement. So we're talking as a takeaway about a wide open space. Believe me, there's a wide open space for somebody to come in with a 24/7 interactive programming service where at any time you can choose your own option of how the plot goes, how the characters go. And I can tell you there's at least one venture that can fill that bill. And that is Echo. It's been available now for some time on smartphones and laptop computers. It's the venture that was organized involving Samsung, the world's largest smart TV maker, MGM, and venture capitalists. And it was over a year ago that Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, invested $250 million in that service. And in the last few months, they have become very active in terms of trying to get program agreements with the likes of Oscar-winning director of Rain Man fame, Barry Levinson, the natural also, Wag the Dog, Paul Feig, Justin Lin, who's become a major multimedia entrepreneur in both film and television, Fast and Furious director, and a bunch of other very important people in the world of Hollywood. And in fact, it was over a month ago, that Echo did a screening of its latest programs in public in Los Angeles. And I understand the screening went very well. Echo is in position to pull the trigger and get their service on interactive television sets. Full disclosure, we are trying to get the Echo management on this program. We've been trying for nearly a month to do it. We think we're close. And one of the first questions I will be asking when we do get them is, when are you going to do television and make this a 24/7 television service, or at the very least, have some of your programs run on television through Vudu, Walmart's video on demand service. Which, incidentally, for people who think that they're going to sell Vudu, some of the rumors that have run over the last couple weeks, got news for you. Don't think it's going to happen. Why? Because in recent weeks, Vudu has hired Rodman Cowan, one of the largest Hollywood public relations firms, as their PR rep. You don't hire an organization like Rodman Cowan if you're going to get out of business or sell your venture to somewhere else. So our first takeaway of the week is this. Interactive Television Network is right around the corner. Echo may be the folks to do it. And if they do, and they're successful at it, we're going to see maybe this interactive TV era really catapult into 2.0. So keep your eyes peeled. No matter what, there is a wide open space for interactive programming of the choose your own option and maybe other things too to happen. Another possibility may be ABC. If you haven't heard, they're bringing back Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on that network with Jimmy Kimmel as the host, and they're going to have a live play-along interactive element that will happen. We hope to hear more about that in the near future. Takeaway of the week number two. If you think Generation X, Generation Y, Millennials, 20-somethings, 30-somethings, and teenagers are not watching television anymore, you have another thing coming. Parks Associates, a very reputable research firm that covers television and broadband, released a study yesterday about the appeal of interesting pay TV applications. It was taken among U.S. broadband households that take cable or other premiums or satellite or other premium services. And the results were really surprising. Check this out. At least 30 to 40% of the people surveyed thought that having video calls on their television set and taking video calls on their TV set, which is what Portal TV started out as last fall from Facebook, they want to do. Between 30 and 40% find it appealing or very appealing. Around 30, 35% want to order food for delivery and track the arrival of the driver, whoever brings them the food, on their television set. About 30% find it appealing or very appealing to track financial matters and investments on television. About 30, 35% want to purchase items seen in advertisements, which incidentally might be happening because of projects like LG's Shoppable TV, one of the few smart TV sets Smart TV device announcements made at CES last week. And how about this? About 30% find it appealing or very appealing to call for a ride-sharing service and track the arrival of the driver on television. About 30% find it appealing or very appealing to place bets on their TV for sporting events, reality shows, other things too. And try this out. About 30% find it appealing or very appealing to play casino-style games on their TV. I will assume that some, a considerable chunk of the people taking that survey, were millennials, were Gen X, were Gen Y, and teenagers, Gen Z. And if you don't think they're interested, or if you think the press is steering you in the direction of, well, they love smartphones, they don't want to watch smart TV programming, they don't want to watch Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, or new services coming up like HBO Max and Peacock. Well, try this out. I've gone to, over the last couple of years, I've had the pleasure, spring and the fall semester at New York University Church School of Business to address Professor Al Lieberman's media classes. And every time I do, I raise the question, how many of you have a smart television set or a smart TV device? And the hands go up more and more and more and more, to the point that last fall, two classes, each of them had about 40, 50 students, the majority of those students have and watch and use a smart TV set or a smart TV device, whether it's Samsung, Hulu, Vizio, LG, whether it is a Google Chromecast, a Portal TV, NVIDIA Shield, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV in some manner, Roku, et cetera, et cetera, Android TV, et cetera. Last night I was at a Paley Center for Media event, the first Media Council event of the year. It's always the best of CES. A lot of fun. And it was interesting when I raised the question, as I did last year, of why the press is not covering smart TV sets and smart TV elements, and suggested, based on interviews that we've done over the last week with people who have been at CES, like Joe Sosman, the CNN News senior reporter who was on Monday's show, that there were no announcements from smart TV sets or smart devices, that they focused on picture quality, ultra high definition, 8K style, or having rollable, foldable, convertible, curvable TV sets, and nothing about smart TV or interactivity, features, apps, etc. One of the things that came out of the conversation was, well, they don't think that the millennials, the 20-somethings, the 30-somethings, the teenagers, are watching their work. And then something interesting happened. As the main part of the evening was breaking up, people were going downstairs to see exhibits at the Paley Center here in New York. There was a group of students from a local college that gathered for a photo. And when they finished doing the photo session, I went up to them, introduced myself as host of this show and columnist of Media Village, and asked them, do you have a smart TV set or smart TV device? And everyone raised their hand. And the response about how they use the set, how often they use the set, they love it. They love watching programming on, it's the big habit for them. They love watching and using apps on their television set. Takeaway number two, don't you for a second believe that when Generation X, Y, Z cut the cord on cable and satellite, that they're not watching television anymore. They are watching TV on the TV set. Not as much on the smartphone as you think. QB people, you might want to pay attention to this. You might want to think about being on smart TV sets and smart devices as a backup when you launch your service later this spring. This word of the wise, Jeffrey Katzenberg and Meg Whitman. We'll see. But I think you'll be really surprised how big an appeal Gen X, Gen Y have for television, smart TV style, smart device style. And maybe if we saw that generation raise up their voice, it might encourage the smart TV set people and the smart device people, the next time they come to New York, the next time they do a public event, to talk about the smart TV apps and features that they're introducing. And I might encourage organizations like Portal TV, who don't do a lot of press interviews from Facebook, to talk in public about what they're doing, because what they're doing, I think, is quite remarkable. Or Food Network Kitchen, and go beyond an ad campaign, appealing as it can be, and talk to us, the public, about why we should take their product. By the way, somebody just entered our chat room. You have a question or feedback about our takeaways? Let me hear it. Put it in the room or give us a call, 646-652-2906. And takeaway number three, primetime quiz shows that feature brainy people putting their knowledge brain to the test work. ABC's Jeopardy! Greatest of All Time tournament has turned out to be one of the great success stories of this season. It is the four episodes that were presented, three last week and one on Tuesday night, have been four of ABC's highest rated shows of the season. They got primetime ratings that everyone else would die for. We're talking about 15 to 20 million people. And a lot of that really should fall on how Jeopardy, from host Alex Trebek to executive producer Harry Friedman to the writers to the contestants, James Holzhauer, Ken Jennings, the winner, and Brad Rutter did. It was wonderful to watch. It was great to see three super brainy people, three super likable people, big money winners on Jeopardy and other places, excuse me, make out. And these were not, you know, easy questions, easy categories. They were really put to the test. And guess what? You watched. Incidentally, game shows started as really puzzling quiz shows. Remember the back in the 50s, the $64,000 question? Or 21 or tic-tac-toe? Or the $100,000 big surprise? when people were quizzed on those game shows in the 50s, even Groucho Marx, You Bet Your Life, they were really given good questions. They were not easy. Not all of them were getting 5 seconds. Some of them were real stumpers. And what I think the takeaway for me about the success ABC had with Jeopardy, which, by the way, is the second time in the history of Jeopardy as a syndicated show that's had an ABC primetime run, and by far the most successful, it showed that, yes, you can have a general knowledge quiz with people who really know their stuff and are really tested on their stuff, make it with the public. This was a great example of how you don't have to dumb down television to make great TV. And the thank yous, the kudos should go to everybody involved at Sony, at ABC, and of course, Alex Trebek. And this is definitely one of the high water marks of his career, and certainly at a time when he is really dealing with fighting for his life against stage 4 pancreatic cancer, this is a triumph. And everyone can hold their head high about this. Ken, James, Brad, they all can hold their head high. It was wonderful to watch. And I'll bet you that if this happens again, if somebody, an entrepreneur, decides, let's put on a really brainy game show, maybe do it live, it'll work. I would love to see an entrepreneur bring back the $64,000 question. Bring back tic-tac-toe as it was originally presented in the 1950s. With the 80s, the 70s-80s version with that wonderful theme song and the great dragon and the bonus round and so forth. But really make it work and really have the questions be really tough and fun. Fun to hear and fun to get answered. Or concentration. Or create a quizzer. And again, I'm very happy that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is getting revived. It was a great take on the quiz show that really worked. And if ABC doesn't do it, somebody else, maybe a Netflix, maybe a Hulu, somebody should pick it up and do, again, the show live and bring in home interactive elements to make it work. Again, everyone involved at ABC and Sony and the Jeopardy production crew and Alex Trebek should be congratulated for what they did these last 2 weeks. So the final takeaway, brainy quiz shows work when they're produced in a great way, when they have terrific contestants that you like, that you root behind, who are really putting their knowledge to test. And we learned something in the process, incidentally. It works. So let's keep it up. Let's do more of this. I'm pulling for Millionaire to work. And I'm pulling for somebody else again to maybe bring back some of the classic game shows. Game shows that were great, by the way, and didn't need to get rigged to work. I know we've learned our lesson from the quiz show scandals. And goodness knows we have, I think, the technology and all the practices in place so that if we bring back the $64,000 question, which has been brought back before in syndication for 2 years, which Alex Trebek, by the way, hosted the second season of from Canada. It'll work. There's an audience for this, and especially in this interactive era. So somebody give it a try. And that's our opening takeaway of the week. Love to hear what you think. So if you want to, in the next few minutes, give me a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And by the way, if you have a takeaway of this week or any week, we'd love to hear from you. Email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com, or find me on Facebook, or follow me on Twitter, and we'll use your takeaway of the week suggestion on an upcoming telecast, or an upcoming episode of our program. And speaking of game shows, I'm thrilled to tell you that Monday on Tomorrow Be Told Live, first of three live episodes we are doing next week, my lead guest will be the new executive producer of The Price is Right on CBS, Evelyn Warfel. She got the job this past September. I believe she may be the first female executive producer in the history of that show, the longest-running game show in TV history, now in season 48 on CBS, and now back on prime time with the at-night specials that did so well over the Christmas holiday season. They're doing at least three more early on this year. So Evan Roth will be with us. This is one of our first interviews, by the way, since she started in her new role on the program. She was co-executive producer before when Mike Richards was doing the show. So Evan Roth from The Price is Right will be with us live from Los Angeles. So join us. That's Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Also, we'll have the latest on the closing day of the Winter TCA Tour. We believe that Apple TV Plus will be doing their showcase presentation. Any news they make, we'll bring it to you, as well as others as well. So sure, join us. Evan Walker from The Price is Right and much more, Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And if you're new to our program, we'll only let you know that this is the program all about television. We're now in our 13th year on the air. You join us Monday and Friday and some other days, too, during the week. 3 p.m. Eastern, Noon Pacific on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker. Tell your friends about it. Let us know. I'll let them know to tune us in because we always have great guests on the show or try to. And when we do, we want you to be involved and be interacting with us. Just give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And incidentally, we really invite you to give us your say about where TV is at and where it's going. And we give you a couple ways to do it. You can either email me at simonapple04@yahoo.com. You can find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. I do a Twitter feed regularly, which updates things like the Winter TCA Tour. We'll probably do a Twitter feed on Sunday night, maybe late, dealing with the Screen Actors Guild Awards. There'll be simulcast that night on TBS and TNT. We did Critics' Choice Awards last weekend. We will do the Oscars in February. We do the Emmy Awards and other things as well. So check me out. And by the way, we've had a bunch of new people join us as followers on Twitter. We have over 725 followers now. So thanks to all the new people who have joined us. And if you like what we're doing, tell a friend, get them on the feed, and have them Twitter their thoughts, tweet their thoughts to us, and we'll take them down too. All right? Incidentally, if you like this takeaway of the week, as I said, let us know. And also, there's another feature that we do regularly that we want your participation as well. It's called A Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that doesn't get enough attention on television? That there is. And if there is one for you, well, let us know. And if we use your suggestion on the air in an upcoming episode, you, of course, will get the credit. So how about doing that? Let me know your show to know. Just email me at simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. When you do, please enclose your name and where you're emailing from so we give you the full credit on the air. And by the way, you can also check us out with Tomorrow Be Televised at medianotice.com. Some of our episodes are now running there on podcast. And also I do a column regularly, Tomorrow Be Televised, of course, at medianotice.com. It's the Media Leadership website. And I'm putting together a column, by the way, over the weekend on Peacock's unveiling yesterday at 30 Rock here in New York. Some other columns in the works as well. So check them out. I also have coverage of CES and a whole lot more. And while you're there, check out my fellow columnists and editors at Media Village, Jack Myers, E.B. Moss, Ed Martin, Charlene Weiser, Jacqueline Cutler, Jeff Kenny, the technology correspondent, and a whole lot more. I think you'll find it really great reading. And that's why Media Village is the media leadership destination on the web. www.mediavillage.com is www.mediavillage.com. Coming up next, our classic chain question of the week. One more time to get our first question of 2020 in and be a winner. But right now, we pause near the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradioandspeaker.com, the best internet radio in the universe, operating 24/7 and reaching more than 35 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Remember, every weekday on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker, it's Kings in the Morning. Check out JT and Company, great music, conversation, interviews, and a whole lot more. Kings in the Morning, weekdays, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker. And remember, best to be charged 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to Mark from Bobby Televised on this Friday after edition of 2020 and this new decade, just about 17 days in. Simon Adams, I'm with you live from New York, New York, 27 degrees, top of the hour, far far from what it was a week ago when it was hitting 60, and we actually came close to 70 before the weekend was out. As far as this weekend is concerned, we're expecting some snow, about 1 to 2 inches, followed by rain tomorrow, and it all clears out on Sunday, and then we have a cold spell. We're like 30s, 29, 28, and so on and so forth. By the way, if you're in an area right now which is having the storm, hang in there. Please follow your instructions of your local weather channel, local forecast, and so forth. And keep coming to Blog Talk Radio. We'll keep you coming throughout the weekend and make sure you get through all this okay. Well, so before we go for this Friday. Let's give you our classic trivia question of the week. Offering this question over the last week and a half. This is our final time on our program to do so. And if you are first with the correct answer, you'll win a wonderful book, Identify Yourself, A Journey in Blank You, Creative Courage, by the creator of Night's Life, the popular USA Network late night show, now performing service on smart TV sets and smart devices, Stuart Shapiro, who was a guest on our show last year. Here's the question. Name the host of Double Dare 2000. Name the host of Double Dare 2000. That was the first revival of Double Dare took place that year, and the second revival took place over the last 2 years with Liza Koshy and Mark Summers, the original host, back as the announcer. So again, our question, name the host of Double Dare 2000 that actually ran in 2000 on Nickelodeon. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. If you first with the correct answer, you will win Identify Yourself by Stuart Shapiro. If you missed the question a moment ago, I will post it tomorrow on Facebook and on Twitter, and let's see if we can finally have our first winner of 2020 and this new decade. Love to do it before our next episode, Monday afternoon. So once again, play in for the win at simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, when you email your answer, put down your name and your full name address, and we get the prize out to you ASAP. And no matter what, we will have a new question for you on Monday's episode. So once again, play in for the win. Be our first winner. And if you have, by the way, won before, let somebody else win. Tell them to enter, and if you have the answer, give it to them, and they can win and be our first trivia winner of 2020 and this new decade. So play in, folks, and get the game going. And if you do, all the very best. And that will do it for this edition of Tomorrow Be Televised. Remember, coming up on Monday, first of three live episodes next week, and our lead guest for Monday, the new executive producer of The Price is Right, Evelyn Waffle, in one of her first interviews since taking that role on in September. We'll talk to her about what she's done with Price so far in season 48 and about the At Night specials that did very well during the Christmas holiday week. And we'll talk about the upcoming At Night specials that will be taking place early in 2020. So that's Evelyn Walker from The Price is Right, exclusive interview live Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And we're also working on other guests we'll have for you throughout the week. By the way, coming up at the end of the month, I'm happy to tell you that one of our guests will be the Vice Presidential Performing at INSP, the Hero Network, Craig Miller. We'll talk about what INSP, with the fast-growing cable network, is going to do in original programming this year and beyond. It's Craig Miller from INSP coming your way at the end of January right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. If you came in late on today's program, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Our episodes are available there 24/7. Remember, we love hearing from you. What do you think about our takeaway of the week, our new feature? What takeaways do you have about the TV developments this week or upcoming weeks as well? Let us know. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to include your name and your full name address. Remember, that's how you get involved in our Class 3 question of the week. One more time, the question, name the host of Double Dare 2000. If you're first with the correct answer before Monday's episode, you win Identify Yourself, the great book by Stuart S. Shapiro, Night Flight creator. He now has the Night Flight programming service, been available for some time now on smart TV sets and smart devices. He was with us on the show last year. You can get that episode of the show with him at blogtalkradio.com/televised. And we're also available on podcasts at iTunes, Apple TV, the Speaker Podcast app, and of course, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. When you go to iHeartRadio, go to their website, put Tomorrow Be Televised in the search bar, click in your ad, or go to categories, put entertainment down, and you get our show that way as well. So remember, email us if you have some thoughts about our show. Email us with your thoughts on where TV is at and where it's going. If you don't want to use email, use social media. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. That's UBCSimonTWBT. Remember, whatever you have to say, we want to hear it. And I do respond to email and social media within 24 hours. Why? Because more than ever, what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and iHeartRadio. Our production associate BTR is Candace Williams. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Steinberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of Blog Talk Radio are Al Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Be Televised was brought today by Audible.com and Amazon Company. Remember, Audible transformed the way you hear the world. Remember, for a limited time, you can get $50 off on a 1-year subscription. But first, Get three free books with a 1 month trial. To do that, go to audibletrial.com/televised. Still make some great starting year starts that could get for you or someone you love. But tomorrow we say on it, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your Friday and a wonderful weekend ahead, wherever you are. We'll be back on Monday with Evan Waffle for The Price is Right. You know where. Blog Talk Radio and Speaker 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And remember, whatever you're up to this weekend, please make it safe and make it great. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.